Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. A pregnant woman was shot and killed in North Philadelphia on Friday night. As KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us, the shooting happened just over a mile away from where a 19-year-old was fatally shot earlier this week.
Doctors tried to rescue the baby through an emergency C-section, but neither the woman nor her child survived. Officials say both victims had gunshots to the chest and that the shooting happened near North 9th and West York Streets around 6 p.m. That's just over a mile away from where 19-year-old Yaniah Foster was shot and killed earlier this week. A group of activists from the Philadelphia Anti-Drug and Anti-Violence Network, including Carl Washington, were at the scene and the hospital for support.
If we don't get a wrap on it in regards to all agencies from law enforcement to our office, to any other orgs that actually have boots on the ground, we ought to work together in order to try to prevent the next mother and child from being murdered.
Philadelphia police say they're still looking for the shooter in the incident. Meanwhile, a three-day crackdown on crime in the city netted more than $1.2 million in drugs and guns. KYW's Sheridae Howard has more on the initiative.
The Philadelphia Police, along with the Federal Bureau of Investigations and Drug Enforcement Agency, teamed up with the city's diversion program in response to requests made by communities hardest hit by crime and violence. The initiative began on February 12th in the city's East Division. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says this is not only a success because guns and drugs are off the street, but the effort is directly supporting the communities who say when it comes to growing violence, they have been under siege.
But it makes us feel good in that not only are we producing results, we're producing results in direct response to communities' needs.
And the initiative went one step further with the help of the city's diversion program. Curtis Augustine with the city says in an effort to offset the cycle of addiction and poverty, his department steps in to offer support to those who now find themselves in the system.
It's really it's great for us to be able to partner with the police on this kind of work to really try and be able to proactively connect people to help at the earliest point of contact in the criminal justice system.
Police say 20 illegal firearms were confiscated and nearly 300 arrests were made during the three-day bust. And on Temple's campus, it's not the flu or the coronavirus that's causing issues. KYW's Paul Kurtz tells us about the return of the mumps.
Temple spokesman Ray Betzner says the university has sent out emails alerting students, faculty, and staff members about the development, along with information on how to avoid contracting the mumps.
Things like washing your hands frequently, staying away from folks who seem to have symptoms, and if you are yourself sick, isolating yourself for a period of time so that you don't infect others.
The three stricken students are no longer contagious. Betzner says the goal now is to avoid what happened last year when a campus-wide outbreak of the mumps infected 171 people.
We now are requiring proof that you have had the MMR vaccine to become a student at Temple. That was something new that came into effect for the fall of 2019. So we know that our students have been vaccinated.
Unlike the flu, people with the mumps have to deal with painful swollen glands along the jawline and below the ear. The incubation period is between 12 and 25 days. And Philadelphia's Indigo electric bikes are returning to city streets. KYW's Kim Glover spoke with one of the city's top officials on transportation about the latest on the program.
The Indigo e-bikes have already started appearing on city streets after being pulled in January. This year, about 200 to 250 e-bikes will be available throughout the city on any given day. Aaron Ritz, the city's transportation programs manager, says the bikes were very popular, too popular last year. 10% of the fleet was not returned.
We also know that they were popular enough and desirable enough that some people intentionally misused them. That's just kind of a fact with any public program or anything that happens in the real world is that things don't go exactly as planned or exactly as you'd wish them to.
Ritz adds, changes to credit card rules mean riders can no longer use generic gift cards. The city hopes to expand the area for e-bikes. Currently, they can be accessed from Diamond Street to the Navy Yard and from the Delaware River West to 48th Street.
Last year, the program had about 120 bikes available. At the end of the year, Ritz says about 10% were not returned. And a retired New Jersey state trooper continues to pursue his lifetime passion as an artist in Woodbury Heights and has taken on a project to mark a milestone in state police history next year. KYW's South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has more.
Joe Getzinger is still active as a security director at Rowan College of South Jersey. That pays the bills, along with his pension, as he pursues his art career. Over the years, he's come up with a lot of what could best be called cop art. he's been called upon to come up with two prints to mark the 100th anniversary of the state police.
The one thing we had to do was to honor those who died in the line of duty since 1921. The 70-some individuals who sacrificed their lives for the state of New Jersey.
One print titled Honor, Duty, Fidelity is already done. A second will be finished by June, well in advance of next year's anniversary dinner, where attendees will get copies. Getzinger is donating his time and effort.
To see Joe's work for yourself, head over to our website, kywnewsradio.com. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.